home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
CFW.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Fate would twist of both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you.
Wake up, who cares about little boy that talk too much? I've seen it all go down. Your game of love was all ran down. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to hold.
Mr. Big, 105.7 CFW, Mike McKay along with you on this very cold Tuesday morning. It will slowly warm up as the week goes along, but again, not today. Yesterday was very cold. Today, again, super cold. You got to bundle up. You got to make sure that you, even if you're going to jump in the car for a few minutes, you're only going to go a couple of blocks. You better make sure you got hat, gloves, all that kind of stuff, because you never know what's going to happen. I've got 18 below at the studio. Feels like, with the wind, and it's not a lot, but it feels like about 39 degrees below zero out there. Yeah, I'd call that cold.
Shut through the heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name. We'll be right back.
We make the workday fly by with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more on 105.7 CFW.
CMW, play that funky music. There goes White Cherry, McKay in the morning along with you. Here you go. If you like hitting golf balls, I mean a lot of golf balls, check this out. There's a Guinness World Record, and it's the record for the most golf balls hit into a target area in 12 hours. The record was set by a dude in Hong Kong back in 2023, 9,959 golf balls. So during this attempt, he averaged a successful hit. It was a targeted area that he had to hit, and he successfully hit that target about every 4.33 seconds. And again, this was over a 12-hour period. So first off, you got to have the endurance to just sit there and whack on golf balls, you know, for 12 hours. And secondly, if you want to break this record, you're going to have to hit like 10,000 of them into this target. I'm not exactly sure how big the targeted area was, but I'll do some more research and let you know.
You know what, River? I never seen you look so good. You never act the way you should. But I like it. And I know you like it too. The way that I want you. Wait to see me too.
to me. You know I call you, I call you on the telephone. I'm only hoping that you're home, so I can hear you when you say those words to me and whisper so softly.
Poison, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. All right, let's do it. Let's get to the birthday and anniversary shout-outs for this, the 18th of February. Brought to you each and every weekday morning by Lasker Jewelers. Lasker Jewelers, right across from the Oakwood Mall. You know where they are. They've been taking care of the jewelry needs of the Chippewa Valley for decades and decades and decades. I think I got to add a few more decades in there because they've been around. I mean, they've been around forever. Let's just face it. And they will take care of you no matter who the jewelry's for, no matter what the occasion is, they'll take care of you at Lasker Jewelers. Do me a favor. If you stop in there, you make sure you tell them Mike McKay sent you in, okay? You need to get somebody on the birth year anniversary list. Pretty easy. You can text me or email me through that Civic Media app, which should be on your smartphone, or drop me a private message through Facebook. Let me know who's celebrating and when. I'll make sure they get on the list. Adam Lytle is Lytle. Adam, you know, I know Adam. I don't know if I've ever heard him say his last name. I hope I got that right, Adam. He's celebrating his birthday today. Rachel Quinn is on the birthday list. Was it Rachel? Didn't she work at, or maybe she still does? Is she at the countertop people? Is that, I think so. That's not in the name of the business. It's, anyway, Carmel Sullivan, celebrating a birthday today, and Tina and Mark Jennings celebrating their wedding anniversary. So again, if it's your birthday or anniversary, happy birthday to you. Hope it's going to be fantastic, and hope it's going to be a great day. Let me see. Celebs you're celebrating with. Oh, a bunch of them. Molly Ringwald is 57. Yes, 16 candles, Pretty in Pink, Breakfast Club. Yeah, Molly is 57. Wow. How about that? Dr. Dre, he's 60 today. Rapper, music producer, all that kind of stuff. Who else do we got here? Matt Dillon, the actor, he's 61. He was in The Outsiders. He's been in a lot of movies over the years. The Outsiders was good. That was really good. Vanna White, Wheel of Fortune. Pat's gone, but she's still there. Her and Ryan. She's 68. And John Travolta, 71. So there you go. So again, if it's your birthday or anniversary, hope it's going to be spectacular today.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Today's birthday and anniversary shout-outs brought to you from the studios of Lasker Jewelers.
I love the way he balances the grocery cart on its back wheels every time we reach the dairy aisle.
It's never what you expect.
It's like clockwork. He looks so focused and serious while he's doing it.
It's rarely the same thing twice.
Like a kid practicing a trick he's been refining for months.
And it's always magical.
At Lasker Jewelers, we've started thousands of conversations with customers by asking,
"Tell me what you love about him."
The way he grins when he manages to hold it steady for a few seconds.
And once we know,
we can show
the perfect piece for him he'll love. That's the Lasker way.
And for 100 years, it's made Lasker's the easiest place to shop for diamonds and jewelry in America.
My sister and I are humbled that people from around the world have come to our family's stores
to buy just the right one
for just the right one.
Now I understand it's his little ritual.
I'm Nicole.
And I'm Liz.
Before you ask her,
Lasker.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
CFW.
Egyptian. 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike along with you on this extremely cold morning. And yes, most of the schools all across the Chippewa Valley are closed today. Made me think when I was a kid, I went to Tartan High School in Oakdale, Minnesota. And in the Twin Cities, of course, because it's so big, you know, they can't just say, okay, all St. Paul schools are closed. They never did that. It was individual schools. So you would listen to the radio in the morning and then you would hear whatever radio station you're listening to. They would announce that your school is closed. Tartan High School never closed. Never. I think it was, there was one time when I think I was a senior in high school that it closed because we had such a massive snowstorm. But otherwise, see, we didn't have a lot of, we had buses, but most of the kids, you know, you were right by the, like Tartan, you're right there. I mean, you know, I live two blocks from school. I had no reason that I could come up with to not get to school. So you would, you know, you'd walk to school, or in my case, I was two blocks away. As soon as I got my driver's license, I drove to school because I certainly wasn't going to, I certainly wasn't going to walk two blocks. Once you have a driver's license, are you crazy? I am mobile now. Anyway, so take it easy out there. Stay warm. It's definitely going to be cold all day today.
I study nuclear science. I love my classes. I got a crazy teacher. He wears dark glasses. Things are going great, and they're only getting better. I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright.
'90s and more.
105.7 CFW.
Feeling with-
There's Red Hot Chili Peppers. Give it away. 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay along with you. 80s, 90s, and more. Today, the 18th of February. I don't know if you realize it, but it's National Battery Day today. It's a day that you're supposed to make sure that those batteries are properly disposed of. So if you have old batteries around, you don't just want to throw them in the trash. You want to make sure that you take them to a recycling center where they take them. And I know there's a lot of places around the Chippewa Valley that will take your old batteries. And I don't mean just car batteries. I'm talking about, you know, the little A's, double A's, triple A's, you know, C's, D's. Speaking of that, did I ever tell you about the time that I got hit in the face with a D-size battery? Funny story from when I was a kid. I'll share it with you in about 6 minutes. Ah, yes. Memories. Here's you two right now. It's a good story. Stay close.
Yeah.
Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
What I like about you,
1057 CFW Romantics, What I Like About You. It's Mike McKay along with you as we move through this morning together. All right, here's one of those childhood memories I said I would share with you because it made me think about this when I thought of batteries and talking about earlier. Those D cell batteries, those are those, you know, those bigger, round, fat ones. When I was in fifth grade, I grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota, and went until eighth grade, and that's when we moved to Oakdale, Minnesota, and we moved out to the suburbs when I was in eighth grade. But when I was a kid growing up, we were on the east side of St. Paul, and in St. Paul, Minnesota, all the old neighborhoods where we lived all had alleyways and alleys, and that's where all the garages were behind the houses, things like that. Anyway, me and a bunch of my buddies, fifth grade, and we're playing Army out in the alley because we had found some batteries, old batteries that were laying around, and we're throwing them around like, you know, we're pretending they're grenades, you know, and we're throwing them around at each other because, well, when you're in fifth grade, that's what you do. And I was hiding behind a bush. I popped my head up from behind this bush, and my best buddy when I was in elementary school was John Gagliardi. Gags is standing maybe 5 feet away from me, and as I stand up, he winds up with this D-cell battery and throws that thing as hard as he can and blasts me right in the forehead with this battery. Right above the eyebrow, I still have the scar to this day, right above the eyebrow where he blasts me. Obviously, it busted my head open. I'm bleeding, so I walk back home, you know, and the sheer look of horror on my mom's face told me I must have been bleeding pretty bad because she looked like it was really bad. She grabs like a dish towel, shoves it on my forehead, throws me into the back of the car and says, let's go. She runs me down to, I think it was St. Joseph's Hospital, whatever it was in St. Paul, to the emergency room. And, you know, I get stitched up. I got like 3 or 4 stitches. It was cool. I got to show them off the, you know, the next day at school and stuff like that. It was awesome. But, yeah, it was... It was a pretty fond memory, and I, whenever I see Gags, which isn't very often anymore, me and the Gagliardi, we always have to reminisce about the battery to the head.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning, and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
SureTight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years. They specialize in residential and commercial projects, from siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
Today's 105.7 CFW Big Deal of the Day. Discover Dogtopia in Eau Claire, where your furry friend can enjoy an open play daycare, boarding, and spa services. It's a safe and fun environment where they can frolic, lounge, and receive top-notch care with a team dedicated to making every day an unforgettable adventure. Go to WCFW.FM, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at 105.7 CFW Big Deals.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to the A to Z Savings event at AutoZone.
Yeah, happy to be here. Can I get some rotors?
Would you like brake pads with that?
How much are the brake pads?
Free with the rotors.
Free. Really?
Really, free.
Okay, I also need some oil.
Would you like an oil filter with that?
Yeah, how much is that?
Free with 5 quarts of oil.
Free? Really?
Really, free. It's part of the A to Z Savings event.
You might as well call it A to Free.
At AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Every story matters. And the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys of my life, and it's been a great journey. And I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction, raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is scheduled to deliver his budget proposal from the state capitol in Madison at 7 p.m. tonight. During his State of the State address in recent weeks, Governor Evers declared 2025 as the year of the kid. He also noted some of his priorities for the biennial budget, which included increased spending on public schools and violence prevention. Governor Evers has expressed concerns about the status of federal funding, which could affect the budget. Wisconsin currently has a budget surplus of over $4 billion. The Wisconsin Department of Trade and Consumer Protection is encouraging high school juniors to apply for the Wisconsin Agriculture Youth Council. According to a press release, the agency is hoping to have 15 members in total, with at least one from each of the 9 council districts. The council is meant to help students interested in an agricultural career learn about the challenges facing the industry, sources of assistance, and increase awareness of agricultural policy development. Applications must be submitted by March 31st. The Ethiopian Community Development Council is looking for assistance from the community to help support relocated refugees in the region. According to organization officials, the Trump administration's recent federal funding freeze has left them without access to the money needed to support their vetted refugees in Barron, Marathon, Portage, and Wood counties. Officials are hoping to raise $100,000 to maintain current staffing levels and continue providing assistance for things like rent, utilities, and emergency needs. Rice Lake Area School District officials say they saw a slight decrease in student enrollments in September. According to district officials, 12 students are no longer part of the district as of their January count. The decrease is not a massive change in the total student population of over 2,000, but decreasing enrollment has commonly been cited as a driving factor for districts proposing operational referendums to meet their funding needs. The September count is the one included in the rolling 3-year averages to determine revenue limits. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Valley
weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Another frigid day with sunny skies, a high of only 4 above. Wind chill values, though, as low as 38 below, especially in the morning. Tonight, partly cloudy, dangerously cold again with a low of negative 14. Wind chill values down to 30 below. Right now, 14 below. CFW.
Pinned to my wall, an image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now, all tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn. Two of a kind, but
That's the Thompson Twins. Hold Me Now, 105.7 CFW. Might need that to generate a little bit of warmth this morning. I mean, it's cold, but make sure that you ask for permission before you do something like that, okay? All right, it is that time.
Sandy.
Tell me about it, Stir.
Yes, Olivia and John Travolta, the birthday boy.
Seven CFW.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say in heaven, love comes first. We'll make heaven a place on earth. Ooh, heaven is a place on earth.
Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Around you, stumbling, I crawl, and you could be.